Now, what do you do in your lunchtime, apart from eating your lunch, of course? Do you go for a walk? Do you maybe sit in your office? Or how about going to a lunchtime concert? And here to tell us about it is Margaret Crutchfield and Father Andrew for St Matthew's in Redhill. Hello.
Hi.
Hello.
Welcome back, Father Andrew. Good to see you again.
Yeah, lovely to be back again.
Welcome to Margaret. Thank you for coming to Susie.
Here. Thank you for having us.
No worries. So these concerts, I don't know a lot about them, so I'm interested to find out. You've been having these lunchtime concerts at St Matthew's. How long have they been running for now, and when and why were they set up?
They've actually been running for nearly 42 years, which is incredible, isn't it?
Wow.
Yeah, absolutely brilliant. I think 1975 was when they first began. And when I came as vicar 10 years ago, it was wonderful to come in on, I think, my first Thursday in the parish and see something really exciting going on in the church in the middle of the week. Just beautiful music and well supported by everyone. And as you mentioned earlier, originally they were set up because in those days people had that regular lunch break, one till two. So lunchtime concerts were 1:10 to give you a chance to put your pen down, come across the road, take your seat and enjoy the concerts. Although people's lunchtimes have become a bit more flexible now, we still operate it and we still get good numbers of people attending.
I can't believe it's 42 years. That's amazing. I didn't realise it had been that long.
Yes, and the person who started them off is Frances Stevens, and she's now 95,
yeah,
94, and she still comes. She's been coming every Thursday for all those years, and she still contributes. She buys flowers for the performers and so on, and loves coming. She looks forward to it even more now because she doesn't have quite so many responsibilities to running the effort, but it's lovely to have her and her contribution, and a very famous person, really. She really deserves an MBE. I think, but I'm working on it.
Oh, bless. So what type of music is performed at these concerts?
Absolutely anything, from medieval music to modern music, from classical to jazz. We have Dixieland Stompers once a year, which is a local Dixieland jazz group run by Dave Skinner, and they're very popular. They tend to play at the end of our year, usually on the last Thursday in July, but it so happens that this year they're coming the first group in September, and they add a sort of party atmosphere to the thing. We then have serious medieval groups producing medieval music, like Farinelle, the group from Lewes near Eastbourne, and all sorts of things. Couldn't have more variety. And we have solos, we have ensembles, we have choirs, guitars, any instrument, guitars ranging to piano solos, woodwind, brass, strings. You never know what's coming up. It's always very exciting.
There was one concert that wasn't actually up to the usual standard, actually, soon after I came.
Oh, dear.
That's because it was me. to show that how flexible and liberal everyone is, that I was invited to do sort of my desert island discs, and I thought, rather than just have music played, which isn't right the spirit of lunchtime music, I got a couple of friends of mine, and we sang my favorite songs, and so it's lovely to actually say I also have been an appearance on at lunchtime concerts, but I think that was a bit of a one-off, really.
You're too modest. It was very good.
I remember it was, but we have people from everywhere.
We never know what's coming in, which is what's so wonderful about it. We recently had a cellist from Prague. I got this email saying, I gather you do lunchtime concerts and we're doing a British tour, could we come and play? So I sort of said, yes, I think we might manage to squeeze you in. And an international famous solo cellist, he came with his sister and they gave a cello duo recital. And next, this coming Thursday, April or whatever it is, we have Hannah Heaver coming. Now, Hannah Heaver was a local girl, and she was at Dunottar School, where she had a music scholarship. Mm-hmm. And before she left school, she gained a performing diploma on her clarinet. She's now at the Trinity Le Barne Conservatoire, and she's in, I think, her second year. I know the years fly by, but I think she's in her second year. And she has just won the overall solo prize from the conservatoire for covering any instrument from years 1 to 4. So it shows what a talent she has. And as a prize, she was offered, or has been offered, a concert at the famous Cadogan Hall in London on June the 28th, a solo recital. And she's incredibly into jazz as well. She's just been to New Orleans to seep herself into the jazz mode. She spent a spell out there. So she's coming on Thursday with her accompanist, and I'm looking forward to hearing her, because she's been playing at St. Matthew's over the years since she was about 12, and she's obviously now on the verge of a really interesting and varied and exciting career. So it's quite an exciting concert, and I'm particularly looking forward to hearing her and hear how she's getting on.
So is that Thursday in a couple of days' time, or
it
next
is,
week?
No, it's this Thursday
this
in a couple,
Thursday,
of, days
couple
time.
Of days' time.
Yes, yes.
At St. Matthew's at 1:10.
Yes,
fantastic.
Definitely. I think that's one of the things about the concerts, actually, is that it gives pupils a chance to play before, you know, a discerning public audience at a young age, get the experience. And I think they look back to their time of coming to St. Matthew's with a lot of fondness, so that when they move on up the ladder and it becomes a career for them, they remember us and will often come back and perform. And I think we feel maybe we play a small part in the nurture of some of these wonderful musicians. So the standard of music tests at the lunchtime concerts is really very high. I've come in on occasions, people I've never heard of, and sit there and, you know, blown away by the beautiful quality of the music.
And what I like is, I didn't realise, you say from Prague, I mean, it's not just local area or up and down the country within the UK.
They come from all over the UK, St. Petersburg, Prague, you name it. We never know what's coming. That's what makes it such an exciting job that I have in booking the players for these concerts, because it's a vibrant, living organisation, and it's just wonderful. And it's a wonderful opportunity for the people of the borough, because we get now quite a lot of elderly people who come in, as well as youngsters, coming in, and it's the highlight of their week. And the coffee shop is open, so they can go to the coffee shop first and enjoy a lunch, very reasonable prices and lovely food. We have an excellent team in the coffee shop,
haven't we?
Slightly slow, because they get overwhelmed sometimes, especially Thursdays when we have all these
extra people. Yeah, it's quite good to book your lunch at a good time, because it's all done by volunteers.
But they then, you can also order it and have it delivered in the church while the concert's going in, because we're very happy for people to eat their lunch, bring their own lunch if necessary, if they don't want to bring, go to the coffee shop. But a lot of people combine it with a trip to the coffee shop, a lovely lunchtime concert. And I remember one of our regular members of the audience coming in after the August break, because we don't have concerts in August.
Yes.
And she came in, her face was absolutely alight. She has a live-in carer with her. She said, "I'm so pleased to be back." She said, "I have missed them so." Uh-huh. And she toddled in with a great big beaming face. So that was reward in itself. A great idea.
It's also another thing, I mean, when we've spoken before, Tess, you know, about the number of things that go on in our church during the week. So it's a church with an open door. We like people to feel they can cross the threshold and make our church their home. And in a way, lunchtime music is a very important outreach, because it means people can come in and enjoy the church building, and through the music embrace its sort of sacred atmosphere. And there have again been situations where people have come along to other things at church, and I might say, "Well, I've never seen you before." "Oh, yeah, but we came to lunchtime music." And so it's a very, very important outreach. And with Margaret and her husband Edmund and others, there's a little committee that really runs this and do a tremendous job.
Going back to the youth concerts, occasionally we have school concerts coming in, and they present a showcase of their up-and-coming musicians. And Reigate Grammar is a frequent visitor. They've been coming for many, 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 many years, and Donata School, St. Bede School, and so on, and they all contribute again. And they have a little a platform, and it's a lovely opportunity for the youngsters to perform to an audience they don't know. Because when you're performing in school, you've got all your peers counting your wrong notes, whereas if you come into a church and you're just entertaining the public, and it gives them a chance to feel a lovely big venue. And we do have a very nice piano, so that they've got the support of a decent instrument for accompanying, and it means that they can perform in a big church with an unknown audience and get used to delivering and introducing their pieces, talk about them, and then perform and then bow. And it's a lovely introduction to the world of music for them. So hopefully they'll remember their skills as they go through life. So that's a very important thing. And we also, once a year, if we can, we mm-hmm. do a youth concert in the evening.
All right.
And again, that's different from the lunchtime, yep. though a lot of the lunchtime audience come. But we, again, provide the church, do the publicity, build a programme, have a professional accompanist to come in. And it gives them, again, the youth of the borough, a chance to perform. Very important for them, for their musical development.
Yes.
Yes.
So how do you go about choosing what's appropriate? Or do you vet them beforehand, or do you just wing it?
Half and half. they sometimes, if they're unknown to us, they will send a CV. Mm-hmm. And often nowadays, in this modern days of modern technology, there's a link and you can listen yes. to what they can produce in a previous concert or something. So that's quite useful. Occasionally, some people give you the impression they're better than they are. They puff their own consequence rather high. So again, you use your judgment, mm-hmm. but we don't try and turn anybody away. We try and keep it open because we want to encourage music making, yes. whether they're professionals, amateurs, or what have you. So it's just a question of experience. And if somebody comes and the audience doesn't like them, or we don't like the type of music they're playing, they would probably tend not to be asked again. But that mm-hmm. is such a rare event, very rare occasion when that happens. Mm-hmm. But usually people come back and back and back again and again and again, very pleased to come back to St Matthew's.
Now, we've talked about who performs. Can anyone attend these performances?
Oh, absolutely. You know, the door is open and we welcome anyone and everybody to attend lunchtime concerts. And we have, as Margaret's mentioned, a terrific cross-section of people who come through the door and enjoy the music. So we'd say to all the listeners, please be welcome. Come and give us a try.
And there is a back door. If they go to the left-hand side of the church, people with wheelchairs can yeah. have right. access without any steps. And there is one disabled parking slot near the front of the church.
Yeah.
If you come and that slot isn't available, just one person come into the church and we will find you a parking slot so that you can have access to the church with the wheelchair.
Yeah, I think probably same in car parking is at a premium, but I mean, so people coming and bringing a car mm-hmm. would do well to come before 1:10 so they can get a good parking place and, you know, come in comfortably and settle down before the concert begins, because sometimes it can get very busy.
Yes, indeed.
Yeah, yeah.
So, obviously this must cost you to put on these concerts. Mm. Is there a cost to come along, or do you give a donation?
Yeah. I mean, once again, we wouldn't want anyone not to be able to come out of a matter of cost. But the truth is, obviously, there are costs associated with this. So what we really say is a donation. Mm-hmm. And what might that be? Well, £3, if every person gave £3, that would help us to break even and continue with things. So about that sort of thing. Yes. So
it's very reasonable.
Yeah, absolutely. It really is for the stand you get. It's wonderful. So, yeah, it would be donations of that sort of amount or upwards.
Yes, £1 million would also be welcome, I'm sure.
Yes,
please.
Father Andrew wouldn't say
yeah,
no.
Yeah.
But we do have, you know, piano tuning costs, piano maintenance, printing, right. publicity, etc. And we do give the performers a little something to say something, and the cost of flowers and chocolates and mm-hmm. wine is also going up. Mm-hmm. So, you know, £3 is wonderful. Or nothing if you can't manage it.
Oh, I'm sure everyone can manage £3. So. But if someone is interested in taking part in performing at the church, how do they get in contact, or who do they get in contact with?
Well, some people actually, and it's perfectly fine, use my email address, come through to me, and I will pass the inquiry on to Margaret. So if people, one way is through the St Matthew's Redhill website, which is easily accessible, and from there to my email address and send it. Or actually,
we have an email address specifically for the music, mm-hmm. A website rather, and it's music-stmatthews.org, all lowercase. I'll just read that once again, if in case you've got a pencil and a pad handy. It's music-stmatthews.org. org, and if you go on to there, you can see the list of programmes, and the programmes are now up until the end of July, and there are details on there of who to contact. I think that's the best way, but yeah. Father Andrew is quite often the initial contact for many people, because they just think church, vicar, and they go straight there, and then he will forward it to us. Yes. So it'll get through to the right people eventually.
And I thought they were just over the spring and summer, but apparently you run these concerts all year round, with the exception of August for the summer holidays and the odd dates. Can you just remind us again, it's a Thursday, isn't it?
It's Thursday, every Thursday, 1:10 till 2 o'clock. And as Tess has just said, the month of August is off because we actually do need a break as well as the audiences. And we sometimes have a week before or sometimes 2 weeks off before Christmas because audiences dwindle because everybody's getting ready for the big festival. And also we have Maundy Thursday off just before Easter for the same reason. And the focus is on the church at those points. So it's we hand over to the church so that they have space
yes,
to get
good.
Ready.
Yeah, that's very good. Very good.
Yes. Well, Margaret and Father Andrew, thank you very much for popping into the Susie studio. And yes, I mean, Thursday is a mum day for me, so we go out for lunch. And I think we are going to pay the church a visit. It'd be nice to, I'll have a look to see what's on. It'd be nice to pop along because I'm sure she'll enjoy it as well.
So we'd be delighted to see you. And
we would indeed.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you ever so much.
Margaret Crutchfield and Father Andrew from St Matthew's in Redhill, and that's St Matthew's Church, Station Road, Redhill, and the concerts are every Thursday from 1:10 p.m. Pop along, and I'm going to go along at one point as well, and you can take your sandwiches with you if you don't want to purchase them from the coffee shop. You can take your lunch with you. I'm Tess Lucy, this is Susie Radio.